This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now from the Marketplace Crime Blotter Natural Resources Division. It's about water and the great American West. People around here don't kid about their water. And in Colorado, there's been a rash of illegal activity manifesting itself mostly in urban backyards. So we dispatched Luke Runyon from KUNC and Harvest Public Media to check it out.
Just pulled up to the house. Looks like a pretty normal neighborhood. Let's go see what they got inside.
I walk up the driveway of this ranch-style home in Fort Collins, Colorado, to meet with one of the criminals. Her name's Katie Abrams. We move to the backyard to see what she's hiding.
It's behind there in that little makeshift wooden contraption that we've put around it.
We open the wooden box and take a peek at the contraband. It's a blue and white 50-gallon plastic rain barrel. Yep, a rain barrel. In Colorado, a drum to collect the rainwater that falls off your roof has been against the law. This illegal barrel is doing covert operations. It waters flowers in the front yard.
How many gallons does this even hold?
I want to say like 40 or 60. I have no idea. I'm no good judge of those kinds of things, but not a lot.
She moved with the barrel from Illinois. Without having a clue, she was smuggling illegal cargo across state lines.
Water's a big concern out here in the West, and thinking would be encouraged here to find out that actually it's illegal was kind of shocking.
Drew Beckwith is used to hearing that sentiment. He oversees urban water policy at the Colorado-based conservation group Western Resource Advocates.
The general argument is that if you're taking rain that doesn't belong to you, you're stealing from somebody else.
That's right. The rain that falls on your house doesn't belong to you, according to Colorado law. And that goes all the way back to the state's frontier beginnings, an idea enshrined in the state constitution. Water rights in the arid West are divvied up based on when you purchase them. If you hold a long-standing water right, you're entitled to it, even if you're a farmer further downstream, and nothing, not even a tiny rain barrel, should be able to take it from you.
I could see it being viewed as like, oh, it's those city slickers just coming to take what's not theirs.
There is an impact. We know that there's an impact.
That's Republican State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg. He's from a mostly rural district on the state's eastern plains. He says by holding rainwater, the barrels could undermine the entire system used to deliver water to cities, farmers, and factories.
Anybody that does simple math knows that if you have 10 gallon and you hold up another gallon to use somewhere else where it normally wouldn't have been used, that is a change to the math and how that goes down the river. The question is how much of an impact is that?
Drew Beckwith isn't worried about the impact. The amount of water that's stored in a barrel is so small. Beckwith says they should be allowed. He and other environmentalists tried to legalize the barrels last year, but the bill failed in committee. Finally, this year, it came to a vote and the barrels prevailed. Come August, they'll be fully legal.
You can have one or two rain barrels and you can stick them underneath your downspout.
But it may still take a few more months for rain barrel scofflaws to feel comfortable enough to come out of the shadows and water their flowers without looking over their shoulders. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Luke Runyon for Marketplace.